Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium police search for bombing suspect. They released a photo of the suspects in Tuesday's bombings at the Brussels airport and the subway station. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the terrorist attack. According to the Associated Press, at least 34 people were killed. David Gardstein-Ross of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy told KDFW television that there may be a connection between the earlier capture of Salah Abdeslam and Tuesday's attack.
This seems as though it was not just a hastily planned attack. Assuming that it's connected to Abdeslam, it's very likely that they moved up the timing of the attack because they understood that their network could be gobbled up by authorities after Abdeslam was captured.
Hundreds of Belgians carried candles and flowers in a midnight vigil Tuesday night in central Brussels. Appealing directly to the Cuban people in a TV address, President Barack Obama says it's time for the U.S. and Cuba to move beyond their Cold War differences and begin a new journey toward a future that will benefit both nations.
The history of the United States and Cuba encompass revolution and conflict, struggle and sacrifice, retribution and now reconciliation. It is time now for us to leave the past behind.
Mr. Obama traveled to the U.S. Embassy, where he met with Cuban dissidents and members of civil society before leaving the country. Partial results from Niger's presidential runoff election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is heading for a landslide victory. According to Reuters, Niger's Electoral Commission says Issoufou has received 93% of the vote. This is VOA News.